Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to another edition of Filthy Casuals. Thank you very much for joining us. We are three very kind and knowledgeable boys, each of us talking about the medium of video games. My name is Tommy Dasilo. Sitting across from me as always,
Ben Vanel. Hello, filthy animals.
Very weird for anyone listening for the first time. Just me introducing the show made you crack up.
Just your enthusiasm, a new angle,
yeah.
I have to say.
Bit more vigor than usual.
Yes.
And speaking of being full of both vigor and vim.
I'm young, bigger, and full of vigor. It's me, Adam Knox.
Oh, hey, Knoxy.
Hello. What is vim? I've never heard vim used outside of vigor.
You know what?
It's like Ant and Dec.
When I hear vim and vigor, Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah.
When I hear vim and vigor,
I think you mean Yanny and Hardy.
I don't. I absolutely don't.
God.
I think of vinegar, right? Vim and vigor? Vinegar?
I think of a type of wine.
I was about to say, I thought I knew what vigor is, but I realized I was just thinking of vinegar.
Vigor means enthusiasm and energy.
Yeah. Right.
Vim, absolute mystery.
Yeah, I'm going to Google vim.
Yeah, Vim Diesel. I've saved you a bit of time there.
that's Vin Diesel when he's feeling energetic, so never.
Quick, what do you got, Noxy? It's three letters.
I know.
Why is it taking so long?
Genuinely because I put a space in and started typing Diesel. Okay, it just also means energy and enthusiasm.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay.
So you're being redundant there by saying vim and vigor.
Right.
Yeah. They're the same thing. But vigor kind of means effort. And vim means enthusiasm is the slight difference.
Okay.
They lean a bit more towards, I think vigor means a little bit more like enthusiastic elbow grease.
I'm starting to hate this saying.
Vigor's a Bioshock reference.
Yep.
We physical, talk about
yeah, vigor,
video games.
Vigor, physical strength and good
what
health.
What was that alert on your phone?
Mine?
Yeah. A little pop-up.
I didn't even notice it.
Low battery? Wow. I'm more tuned in than you are.
Yeah, I just... I genuinely didn't see anything.
You hit cancel. I saw you hit cancel.
Well, whatever it was,
oh, he's
I
been sprung.
It.
Yeah, he's a Jobs boy.
Yeah, okay. Physical strength and good health, effort, energy and enthusiasm. Whatever.
Okay. We are lacking.
Yeah. People haven't, genuinely used that since 1910, I feel like.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back. Filth. Use it in your day-to-day life.
Thank you to everyone who weighed in on our online debate about whether or not the film Aladdin is any good. Genuinely, I think the most controversial thing whether or not Rip Torn is alive, has there been such a hot-button topic on this podcast.
One of the classic polls, that one. If we want to check in with the results of the Aladdin poll, and I do, 581 votes, 87% Aladdin is good.
Wow.
13% Aladdin is bad.
Okay. That's still high. That's still higher than I would have thought for a beloved children's classic.
Mm. And if we've learned anything in the last couple of years, you can't trust polls. So those 13% there could easily be a silent majority.
My grandmother, Polish, so I can trust polls.
Well, your grandmother, Polish, so I don't trust polls.
I would like to hear from those 13% how many of them were swayed into that no by... one Adam Knox.
By the charisma of a certain
Was there anyone
Knox
who hadn't really thought about it for a long time? They're like, I just, in the back of my head, I assume I like that movie. And then they heard him. What was your problem? There's the genies
second,
sucks.
Second half was bad, apparently.
Second half's bad.
That's my major one, is that the second half is bad. But I've since genuinely researched it earlier today when I saw
okay.
in our Google Doc that one of you had written down Aladdin poll results.
Guilty.
So... it's also
kind of problematic in some ways.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's something you and it have in common.
But it's not my place to educate you. You can look it up yourself. And I clicked on one forum link. I typed in Aladdin is bad or something like that just to look for people.
So a really balanced result.
Well, to look for people who have my point of view to see if I could steal any ideas of why from them.
Okay, fair. Thank you for the openness.
And a lot of the people disagreeing with them were just saying like, no, it's one of my favorite childhood movies. There's I think it's really difficult to separate yourself from your nostalgia for it. So, and I'm not going to try. If you like Aladdin, good for you. Enjoy being part of the problem.
Oh, yes.
We should mention or sizzle. When's this thing that I'm about to talk about happening?
A few days.
Yeah. In a few days, we are going to be uploading a new Bandcamp episode, a premium episode for all you real heads out there. We did a commentary of the film Pixels.
Yes.
The Adam Sandler movie from a few years ago. We sat in this very apartment and by the end of it, we were really just Clockwork Orange style, just eyes propped open. Fucking!
I actually enjoyed that movie more than I thought I would.
Yeah, me too. I think all three of us did. Yeah,
me too.
And it was a very fun. I think it was a fun commentary track that we recorded.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to people watching that movie along with us.
Yes.
Yeah. So the film is available on Australian Netflix at the moment, and presumably other streaming services around the world. Mm. And yeah, if you think that the film is terrible, I think we make it good. Yeah. I think we made it worth watching.
Yes.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was really fun.
It was surprisingly fun.
Yeah.
That'll be on Bandcamp probably this weekend. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Yep. And any Patreon subscribers of a certain tier, you already have access to that?
Yes, someone I think commented on Facebook saying they
listened. This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Saying they listened to it without watching the movie. And they enjoyed it. So,
which I listened, I just had a quick listen back to the file last night, just skipping through it just to kind of see what it sounded like. And I mean, there's like, you know, there's like 30 seconds to a minute at a time where we're not talking because like stuff is kind of happening on the screen.
There's a couple of occasions, or where we're directly reacting to something that happened on the screen.
Yeah.
We don't make a point of spelling out what happened because presumably people are watching the movie, so it's but whatever. We go off on tangents.
But hey, what more of a ringing endorsement could you get than not needing to sync it up? But
I honestly
don't do what this idiot did. Definitely sync it up.
I genuinely think the times that we are silently watching the film, no more than twice. I honestly think we talk about other shit for most of the 2 hours.
I just happened to skip through to the 2 times that we do that.
Yeah.
But yes, check that out. And let us know what you thought because happy to do more of them if that's what people enjoy. Yeah. We've got a whole world of video game movies out there that we could cover.
Yes.
And then we can maybe one day we can do Aladdin. What do you think about that, Adam? Having to watch Aladdin.
Hey.
It's short.
It is
like
short.
70 something minutes, right?
Feels long though.
Oh, fuck.
Tell you what's not short.
Yes.
The list of news that's happened
during
this week in the world.
Did not expect that.
Video games.
Some Kanye tweets?
I've written it on my dick. Which is what Ben was. I put some Kanye tweets in here. Cliff Pazinski went on TMZ and really
roasted him hard.
Because like E3 is obviously coming up. Mm-hmm. And there's been a bunch of leaky sort of stuff happening, rumors going around.
Mm-hmm.
So we've collated a bunch of that and we're going to go through it.
We're going to focus on them for this episode.
Yes.
Just quickly, speaking of Kanye, he's got a new album coming out June 1. He hasn't said yet what it's called, but if you recall years ago, just after his last album came out, he tweeted that his next album was going to be called TurboGrafx.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if he doesn't follow through on that, I am going to be fucking ropeable.
Mm.
And I like to think that's the reason he hasn't said it, because he's like remembered that tweet from all those years ago and he's like, boy, this is going to fucking break the internet when I come through on my word from whatever it was 2 years ago now.
Dude has a creepy looking house. Every tweet that every picture of his house that he's tweeted, it's like bare, like villain's lair looking kind of house.
I definitely think like if you're too into design and you have a lot of money, it's like, being too into design as a millionaire is a detriment.
Yeah.
Is a bad quality to have.
Sure. You're like, the ultimate design is no design.
Yes.
So it's all just blank white walls.
And it's like stone and it's real creepy looking. I would never feel comfortable there.
Okay.
But then the other way, I watched a thing the other day that was on Architect Digest, like a YouTube channel of the magazine, I assume.
Okay, you fucking nerd.
Well, it was...
Is this where you got your Aladdin theories from?
I think it was Tommy Hilfiger's apartment in New York. Big penthouse apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it is... $50 million worth, and it looks it, and they walk you around there going like, ah, we're normal, we eat breakfast just like you.
Yeah.
And it made me understand that eat the rich phrase that people always say. I wanted to eat them.
Wow.
It is the most ridiculous fucking apartment, and I was furious at the amount of money they spent.
Wow.
Have you guys seen the doco Queen of Versailles?
Yes.
No. It's great, right?
Great doco.
This is like, it's the absolute like epitome of gross money. Like, yeah. It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
The McDonald's order they make just is, could feed a nation. Like, it's fucking awful.
Yeah, it's a great, it's really worth hunting out. Yeah. I assume it's, I saw it on Netflix, but years ago. I think presumably it's still
I
on
think
there.
I bought it on DVD.
Ugh.
It's,
I know. Talk about what? Gross exchange.
Yeah.
Why?
I spent $7 on a documentary.
Why did you buy it on DVD?
I'm a film lover, Tommy. I appreciate the finest formats that money can buy for $7. Yeah, watch that movie. It's fucking good.
Yeah, really good.
All right. Well, before that, we've got a bunch of shit to talk about. Let's, what order should we do this in?
The order that it's written down?
Yeah, I guess the order that it's written down is kind of the order that things happened in.
I guess so.
Do you want to talk about the Walmart thing first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Walmart in Canada... which I didn't know Walmart existed in Canada, but why would I? I don't live in Canada and I've never been there.
Yeah, less time watching fucking Architecture Digest videos and more time looking at walmart.ca.
Yeah. Yes. They were, is it .ca or .co.ca?
It's .ca, I think.
I think it's just .ca, yeah.
Yeah. Canadian listeners, of which I know we have several.
Yep.
Good on you.
Walmart.
Moving on.
Yes, don't contact us.
No. Just well done. But stay quiet.
So they
I know you will. You're very polite.
They did the classic thing of a retail store accidentally uploading a bunch of stuff early.
Doesn't this happen every 3 months?
Yeah.
This is your classic 2018 leak, yeah. Right? This is becoming more and more prominent.
Yes.
Or
I feel
prevalent.
Like it's always happened, and it makes sense because like you need to get all your stuff out there, and it could just be some guy.
It's absolutely some stock boy clicking the wrong button.
Yeah, sure, but it's crazy that it keeps happening and that like, you know, the developers and stuff aren't really cracking down and starting to go, all right, guys, enough is enough. We've been pretty lenient, but for fuck's sake, learn how to not click a mouse button.
There's nothing they can do, though, because they're so into those pre-order dollars.
Yeah, true.
They
want
to get all the information out there to have this stuff live.
Yeah. They can't go, like, Blue Heaven will be $79.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because
it's an expensive milkshake.
Blue Harvest?
Yes. Yes. Star Wars, right?
It's a thirsty man thinking about Star Wars.
Hey, it was a placeholder name. It didn't have to be 100% accurate.
I'll tell you this for free. Blue Heaven, great flavor.
Yeah, top flavor.
Love it.
I don't think I've ever had a Blue Heaven milkshake.
Really?
I could picture you being too afraid to order one.
Because I know I like vanilla, and so I tend to go for vanilla if I have a milkshake.
I have a chuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Always, if you go to a new place as well, always order the most basic thing that they have.
Yeah.
Because if
Tommy
they do
Dassolo.
That well.
Fuck.
Oh, yes.
I remember as a kid just being amazed by the fact that I was drinking a blue drink.
Yeah.
But they taste like raspberry, right?
No, it's kind of... I think it's like a kind of a mix of vanilla, your mate, and caramel.
Yes, caramel.
Yeah.
Okay, I do like caramel as well. I should drink
one. You should try one, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is a live event. Nox drinking a Blue Heaven for the first time.
Yes.
Blue Heaven milkshake's also a kind of an Australian thing, right?
Blue Heaven as a term, I think, is, blue milkshakes, they're worldwide.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
Blue freaks me out. There's no blue foods. Cheese.
Blueberries.
They're like black.
They're black.
They're not blue. You wouldn't look at them and go, like, no, if you didn't.
Blueberries are not blue.
They're not
Adam
like,
Knox,
they're
2018.
Not blue. They're not bright blue.
No, but they are blue.
Nah.
You have to concede they are blue.
Dude, color's a spectrum. Some places don't have.
I can't dispute that.
There are cultures that don't have the word blue. They only think of it as a shade of green.
They just have heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Walmart Canada, they accidentally uploaded a bunch of like stand-in box art for and like pages for a bunch of not yet released and in some cases not yet announced games.
Yes.
I've got a long list of them here. Do you want to go through and talk about each one as I say it?
Yes.
Or go through all of it first and then go back?
One.
I don't know.
All right.
One by one. You know, just quickly, what I always love in these scenarios where a retailer puts something up by accident, right? And then they hurriedly delete it. Mm. But it's too late. It's been screenshotted. It's doing the rounds.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Or girl, who's that first person on that Walmart site?
Oh, yeah.
Who's on there? Just what are they doing? Just looking up fucking who knows?
Yeah.
And then they see this, they go, none of this has been announced yet.
I can tell you what I do know. They're probably in several group chats.
I'm assuming that they don't constantly refresh Walmart Canada. That there's some simple way of setting up an alert for a new page being put up.
Oh, you think it's an alert?
Specifically to look for stuff like this.
Right. Okay.
Because you get a lot of internet cred.
Mm. Sure.
If you're the first to notice something. And so the reason we're talking about this one, because this happens sometimes and then it isn't anything, but a number of journalists have seemed to go this seems to ring true.
Yeah, and this isn't some guy on Reddit just going, my mate works here and he said, this is they do get this stuff in advance.
Well, yes. So obviously this is all rumors and we can make up our own minds at the end of this because there's a couple of weird ones. Mm-hmm. Anyway, The Division 2 is the first one. That's been announced already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense.
Yep.
Presumably we're going to be seeing a bunch of that at E3. Because I would imagine that comes out late this year or early next year, possibly.
Yeah.
That game.
Yeah. That's Ubisoft, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Splinter Cell, also Ubisoft. And we've also heard a bit of scuttlebutt around that coming back.
Something about Michael Ironside being, contracted to do it again.
So he was, they put time limited mission into Ghost Recon Wildlands,
right?
Where you met up with Sam Fisher, who's from Splinter Cell. So I don't know. It's just Splinter Cell, no subtitle or anything. So I don't know if this would be a reboot or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a common thread of a lot of these, is that there's just very vague titles with no subtitle or anything
totally.
Like
Which
that.
Which it does fit into the pre-order thing. If you go far enough into, that's the other thing, is that a lot of the time an EB Games or a JB or whatever will have speculative games available for pre-order.
Before they've even had a date. And totally. It does stand to reason that if the developers had to give this to a retailer in advance and they were yet to announce it at E3, for the potential risk of something like this happening, they wouldn't give them the subtitle and all the assets.
Completely. So Splinter Cell is one of them. I think that is something that is likely to be announced at E3.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Something called Insurgency Sandstorm, which is the most generic mid-2000s PS2 game.
It could be a Horizon Zero Dawn and be the best game of the year. We don't know.
Yeah, this reeks of something that we're sitting here now going, what's this dumbass title? Cut to a year's time, we're all going, game of the year.
Yes.
Absolute game of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless it is someone plugging in their aux cord into a DJ's setup play the song Sandstorm.
Sure.
Great.
And they're sort of an insurgent.
Yeah, they're doing it against the law, yeah.
So that's the whole game.
Music has been banned. Well, only the song Sandstorm.
One track.
Bone bone. Yes, I like it.
You know, the song that sounds nothing like that. Was that
Zorba's dance you were singing?
Footloose.
Oh,
because it's banned.
Okay.
And Zorba's Dance.
The Last of Us 2,
mm-hmm.
which we know about.
No, what's that? I don't know what that is.
Technically, it's called The Last of Us Part 2, so that's mislabeled.
Yeah.
Some of them are mislabeled in strange ways.
Mr. Walter Mart must feel like a right tit after seeing that.
Just Cause 4, which is something we hadn't heard about.
Yeah.
Yes.
But kind of makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Just Cause 3 is 3 years ago or something.
So hearing about this made me find out an interesting fact that I didn't know about 3. Did you play Just Cause 3?
I played a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently the single player, the missions and stuff, was a little lacking.
Yeah, it was very flat, yeah.
It was originally meant to be a multiplayer only game, and at the last minute apparently they came in and said, hey, put some single player shit in here.
Right.
And they went, oh, fuck, all right. And that kind of explains why that was the way it was.
It just felt like a undercooked single player. Exactly the same as Just Cause 2.
Right. Well, then, but that would sort of make it. Anyway, a fourth one of them.
That game came free with my PS4 when I bought it.
Nice.
Typical JB pack in.
Oh, yeah.
We got too many of these out the back.
Yeah.
Throw them in a bundle.
I've never really been into any of them.
Just Cause 2 is fucking great. And when I played it and for the time, it was incredible. The detail to this open world, which no loading screens, just a massive, awesome island with different environments, it was really good for its time. 3, a little bit behind the times.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see with the four. Hopefully that A happens and B. It was one of those ones that I kind of forgotten about completely though.
Right. Yeah.
Which, well, we'll get to another one of them soon. They've got some, Dragon Quest II is written here, but I'm assuming that's 11, which is coming out later this year.
Right.
Well, there's two theories to that, that it's that's whoever misreading the Roman numeral, or 11 yeah. thinking it's Roman numerals, but also there is Dragon Quest Builders 2 coming out at some point this year.
Right.
So it could be either of them.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. Okay, right. So but we know about both of those as well.
Yep.
So here's a Destiny Comet is written here. I would assume that this is
DLC for Destiny 2?
Yeah, or like a repackaged version with... Remember how the first one had like the big DLC thing come like a year or so after?
Right.
And it got a new disc version of that. I assume that that is this.
Well, yeah. I read something that was saying that Destiny 1 was meant to have these kind of time DLC things that were going to be that were referred to as Comet or were originally referred to as Comets.
Oh, right.
And then they changed the name and then they never used that term again. So the speculation is that's a holdover of that term. Right. For that.
And this could even be just like one of those little cardboard codes that you get off of a rack.
Yeah.
Right.
Rather than a disc. Final Fantasy VII Remake, which is weird because that's already been announced.
Yep.
And so them not having a pre-order of it there for that version and this being the occasion where they're like, now it's a time to go up, suggests that we'd see more about it.
Yeah. And like, I think, we talked about this a couple of months ago. They kind of, I think, ditched the team that was working on it and like streamlined it and got some new people in.
Yep.
They just announced that Nobuo Uematsu is actually doing the score for it. So I guess maybe they're just working on it more and they have more of a picture of when it's going to come out.
Yep.
Which, yeah, could make sense.
Could be because I feel like that game is either going to... I mean, it won't disappear if they're doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a period of time there where it seemed like, oh, they're not making this anymore.
Well, it disappeared for a time because I think they were... the development was fucked. Like the people were actually not... making a good version of it and they ditched them all. So
I wonder if it'll still be because I hated the sound of that, like splitting it into three parts.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah.
It would be cool if it just came out all together.
Yeah. They were just like, hey, we're going to get like the people who made 15 and other good people and it's just going to be a good game.
If it's the people who made 15 though, it will come out over the period of 4 years.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. Metro Prime 4, which we know about, and presumably there will be something at E3.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. Super Smash Brothers, again, that's coming out this year more than likely.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Makes sense.
We assume September-ish maybe because of the online stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they've said when they revealed it in that direct that it's this year. So yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's a weird one. Borderlands 3. It's not weird that that would exist one day. That makes sense to make another one of them.
Sure.
Gearbox, like today, said it won't be at E3. So if they're making that but not showing it at E3 or announcing it at E3.
But it is on shelves.
But it'll be available for pre-order.
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
So I wonder if them saying it won't be at E3 is them saying it won't be playable or it's them saying it won't even be talked about.
Right.
Because they have pretty much said in the past, like, we are making this.
Yeah.
But just not properly announced it.
Maybe they wanted to do, like, a nice little surprise announcement, you know, in August and it's been fucked.
It must be.
Sorry, what were you saying?
But there will be another one coming up about surprise announcements.
Right.
Right.
It must be such a, it's a weird position to be in as a developer to have this all of a sudden come out and it's like, so you're just getting hounded on Twitter and if you say nothing, then it's like you may as well be saying, yes, it is happening, but it's kind of a shame to sort of, you know, like the weird.
You've
like,
been scooped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I'll skip ahead to Rage 2, which that's the one on here that makes a lot of the others seem like they're legitimate as well. Because this went up. And there have been no talk about Rage 2 and no talk about Rage 1 for about 7 years.
Right. Mm.
So it's a strange one to pull out of your ass if you're making this.
Yep.
Pretend
list.
Be on, just to be a dick on the internet.
Yeah.
And then the old Rage Twitter handle got reactivated and they like did this little thing where they did like an analysis of the box art and circled it and said like wrong font here. Background shouldn't be black. Kerning's bad. And like did a silly response to it.
Right.
And then a couple of days later released trailers and shit. So it seemed like they got pushed into announcing Rage 2 earlier than they might have because of this.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I know that not everyone can do that, but that's a cool way of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And in general, we'll talk about Rage more later because the other stuff around how they're marketing that game,
yep,
maybe not as cool, but mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed, just that
just
written
another
there.
One.
Yeah.
Which does that well, if it's a
get Origins, it together.
Yeah. Origins came out last year, right?
The most complicated thought a man has ever had.
Get up, brother.
I was doing maths in my head slowly.
What's now minus one?
Well, Origins was last year.
Yep.
If it is being like listed as on pre-order, could that be for a game that comes out next year?
It could be for a side game that comes out this year. It could be for a full one. I would imagine that they're... habit now will be to make them every 2 years.
That's what I hope.
With
right?
how Origins yeah. went, and see, people were positive on that, and it seemed to do well.
Yeah.
The again, rumor is that this one will be Greece.
Yeah. Yes.
I saw speculation that you know it's been long enough since the very first one came out that maybe it's a HD redo of
it could
that.
Could be anything because they have so they've done so many side ones and everything.
Yeah.
Could be anything. As long as it's an Assassin's Creed game.
Exactly. Yes.
Assassin's Creed Tennis.
Yeah. Or. or the invention of tennis in ancient Greece. Yeah,
you've got to cut off this finger so you can fit the racket in your hand. whatever, there will be another Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
That kind of doesn't have any bearing
yeah,
on
you can
this.
List that as a pre-order now and it could come out in 18 months.
Yes.
And people won't care. Like, yeah. It's still going to be an Assassin's Creed
so then
game.
That's the weird thing with this as well. There's no, like, Call of Duty written on here. There's no...
Right.
They've got a couple of, like, NBA and WWE and stuff
Battlefield?
Like that.
Is there a Battlefield?
There's no Battlefield.
Right.
And that seems like it's a certainty at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been pretty much leaked to the point where you would think it... is certain.
Well, yes. And there's also no other Nintendo stuff apart from Metroid and Smash, right? Like,
yeah, but that is probably how the rest of this year is going to go
well,
as well. So.
Well, I mean, like, you're thinking Yoshi and...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There are a bunch of things
but
that
that's probably up already for pre-order, Yoshi.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But yep. And, like, those ones that haven't been announced yet but are definitely happening.
Right.
If this was a bunch of E3 stuff, but maybe it's because certain companies haven't gotten in contact with them. Because the ones that are here do seem to be Microsoft, Nintendo, Ubisoft.
But it is a weird mix because, like you were saying, the Yoshi thing. Well, then Last of Us Part 2 would be up there for pre-order already.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. I actually think it is.
It is weird. Yeah. It's a weird mix of games because there's no way that that's every game that's going to – that is a comprehensive list of everything that's going to be shown at E3. Like, all of the companies will have stuff kind of that isn't in that list. So my point is more, why is it just these ones that showed up on the page?
It could be something to do with however their, like, back end for their website works, that whatever button this person accidentally hit only applies to some of them for some reason.
Or what I suspect happened with that Nintendo Online stuff that we talked about recently is that one person heard one thing come out and then just made up a bunch of other shit.
Right.
So then maybe they heard Rage 2 was coming out and then they just speculated about seven other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be because, I mean, a lot... So Lego DC Villains, that is something that also is like, oh, of course, that kind of makes sense that they would do that game.
Yeah.
Right.
But it seems like something where if you were to guess that...
Right, like as a fan, you'd be like, oh, maybe this would be cool. Yeah.
I don't know. Beyond Good and Evil 2...
Yep,
that we know about.
Yeah.
Dreams, which is the Medium Molecule Little Big Planet guys.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah.
It's the collaboration between Luke Steele and Daniel Johns.
What?
Dreams.
Did you watch that video?
Yeah, man.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's fucking insane.
Go look up. Probably the easiest way to find it is on Brown Cardigan.
That's where I saw it, yeah.
Luke Steele from Empire of the Sun and Daniel Johns from Silverchair have a collaborative project, an album that they've been working on together under the name Dreams.
For 20 years.
They claim to have been working on for 20 years, in spite of the fact that then at one point in the video they go, we've been friends for 17 years. So this album has outlasted the friendship or predates the friendship.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it's like the most just imagine like the worst version of what you think those two fucking space cadets are like in an interview when they're also there egging each other on.
Yeah.
It is an incredible watch.
It's fantastic.
Who do you reckon would win in a fight? Those two or Ben Lee and Josh Radnor?
I always forget who Josh Radnor is. He's an actor, right?
He's the How I Met Your Mother guy.
That's right.
A duo with Ben Lee.
Right, right.
Fuck.
Now.
Steele and Johns for sure.
You reckon?
Easily.
Oh, yeah. Johns has got, he's a scrappy boy from Nui. I reckon he's got some
moves.
They're easy to trick as well, though. I feel like you could just wave your hands around in front of their face and they go like, whoa.
Ben Leagues has got some rat cunning about him as well.
I was about to say, you almost may as well not have Ben Lee in the fight. I don't think he's contributing in any way, shape, or form.
I reckon the exact opposite, where Ben Lee has so much rage in him that he hasn't expressed through all his fucking weedy music.
The rage in Placid Lake? Was that a movie he was
in? Yes, it was.
Thank you.
He would go for your eyes first.
Right.
Yeah, I still think...
It's a good match. It's a really good match.
Oh, and if they all died at the end, hooray.
whoever loses, we win.
Yeah, my money's still on Luke Steele and Daniel Johns, the bebop and rock steady of Australian music.
So yeah, Dreams, which I still kind of don't really get what it is, but we'll see. And that was originally going to be using the Move controllers, which I'm assuming they've ditched completely now.
Yeah. I hope so.
Unless it's VR only. Forza Horizon 5 they had have listed here, but there's only been three of them.
Yeah. Now if that's true, that's incredible.
That's a huge move.
If they're pulling like a Leisure Suit Larry. The fourth Leisure Suit Larry never came out because he lost the discs while they were making it.
Yeah, the missing floppies.
Yeah.
Or floppy, yeah.
Because I was going to say, if you deliberately did that as a developer, that's sick.
Yeah.
Just for someone who's just to drive someone who's not that kind of, you know, not that internet savvy, doesn't know to get on and how to find out the full story, just going shop to shop going, where the fuck is the fourth one of these?
Even knowing the full story, that would make me furious. Having it not go, there would be three in my head.
Now, see that, because that is the thing that makes me think that all of this is legit. Because if you're mocking this up, if you're faking this or whatever, well, that's such an obvious, like, why wouldn't you just put, why would you deliberately get one wrong?
It seems like the dumbass mistake of a Walmart guy having to put all these in after his shift is meant to be over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is compounds, like, with the mistake of publishing it in the first place.
Yeah. Like, it's late, they've made him stay.
And same with like Dragon Quest 2 and it, or Builders 2 or 11 or
it's
like
someone who doesn't really know. And because someone who would be likely to make this fake, Insurgency Sandstorm, I don't think you'd make that name up.
Yeah.
And also they'd probably be more savvy about these things, like you say, to know the full title. So
yeah.
Right. This is an intern accidentally hitting enter.
Do Walmart have interns? I was going to use the word intern, but I'm not sure. I think they just hire people for low pay.
Sure, 14-year-olds.
It's kind of better than being
see, this is
five
what,
bucks an hour.
This is what I want to see. The stories behind the leaks.
Yes.
Whether or not this is true, I just want to know, you know, how this gets. I want to know everything about this.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yep. I want to hear the phone calls of the people at the heads of the, or like, you know, the people responsible for calling up Walmart after this.
Yeah.
From Ubisoft going like, hey, mate, what the fuck?
Did you fire that 13-year-old who did this? Because you should have.
Yeah. Gears of War 5.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense as well. And then NBA and WWE. So, I don't know. Nothing like that's the kind of the thing about this that is the worst element of it.
All
is
sequels.
Even if all of this is true, none of it other than Insurgency Sandstorm.
Yeah.
Yes.
None of it is surprising or particularly interesting.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Which
does make it, again, maybe seem more legitimate because all of those ones have some random fucking Hail Mary thrown in there where it's like some made up dream thing. You know what I mean? I don't know what it'd be like fucking Blinks the Time Sweeper 3.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
Which I mean,
or like Superman Open World or something.
Which again, I mean, there's like this, like what I was saying before, this can't be a purely comprehensive list of everything we're going to see at E3 because there's no, that means that the only surprise reveal at E3 is this game that that has no attachment to anything anyway, so who cares?
Yes.
Which
could be the title of Days Gone. Like it's so, it's such a bland, it could be any game.
Yeah.
It sounds like a sequel to Spec Ops The Line.
Yes, that's weirdly exactly what I was thinking.
It's because it's a bland ass fucking, and that is an overrated game too. Anyway.
Yes.
Kind of interesting that they're, I don't know. It's interesting that it happened and it seems so plausible.
Yeah.
And uninteresting in that all of those things don't seem particularly.
We could have picked, like we could have just randomly named seven games and it would have been them.
Apart from Rage 2.
Right.
Rage
yes.
2 is the biggest one that is seems like that Hail Mary one.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And then a couple of days after this, they announce Rage 2.
Right.
With a couple of trailers, sort of one on one day, one on the other. The first one being this live action, just like announced trailer thing that I fucking hated.
Okay, I didn't watch it.
Oh, it's so.
I didn't watch it.
Watched it either.
I didn't watch it either.
I also don't know what Rage is.
So, all right. Well, I've been.
Knox's playing face is turning red. He's about to demonstrate.
Despite Which, all by my the Rage way, 2, I'm still just a rat in a cage 2.
All of the other developers who are on that list who are trying to keep it close to the vest and go, who knows
yeah.
if this is
yeah.
like the Rage 2
not
people.
Show Borderlands 3 this year. That's actually not happening. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Rage 2 people coming out and going, "Yep, it's real." Like everyone else is going, "Motherfuckers!"
So this first trailer is very highly produced. It is a bunch of people dressed up like they are original characters they've made up to be in Suicide Squad, specifically to be like Jared Leto's Joker, alternative costumes for them and
okay.
Harley Quinn.
All right.
They
I'm loving it already.
Jumping around like a pack of cunts.
Yes.
And it is like a someone doing their original drawing of the Joker set in the Mad Max world.
Oh, yes.
Oh, brother.
It's so in.
It just looks terrible. And I think it's because just the aesthetic of it I'm talking about.
This isn't going how you thought, is it? You thought we'd hate it and we're actually into it.
I don't think that you truly are. I think that you're doing this fucking millennial irony thing. You're killing the diamond industry and the real estate industry. But
the tattoo on my forehead says I love it.
It's because it's that type of in your face that I can't stand at the moment.
Sure.
Because yeah. it's too it like that kind of attitude. I just am sick of.
Pepsi Max has not been cool since the late 90s.
If yeah. the Ninja Turtles showed up today,
yes,
I'd hate them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not okay anymore. There's too much shit going
what
on.
What are you partying about, dude?
Yeah.
It's a serious world we live in.
Yeah.
Calm down, all right?
Yeah.
Do you know how much they get paid at that pizza place you're talking about all the time? They are underpaying their workers.
And not
Think
only...
a little. Aladdin is problematic. You cannot act like this anymore.
There's not only that. There's like crime and there's problems everywhere that you should be out fighting. How yeah. the fuck do you have so much time to eat so much goddamn pizza?
That's yeah. it.
Have you cunts, you green cunts, even watched the This Is America video? Have you even done it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you retract back into that shell of yours.
Splinter's cool, though. He gets a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
April O'Neil, right. More representation of women, if anything.
Yes.
Sure. Hockey guy, hockey mask guy.
Casey. Oh, yeah.
Casey Affleck.
Kasem?
Get him out of there. Anyway.
Casey Affleck, yeah, he should get out of there.
So that first trailer was just that.
Just the Ninja Turtles.
Or just like someone's fan-made Mad Max film.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't into that. But then they showed gameplay the next day and it looks fucking awesome.
Okay.
It's like the Doom remake in an open world. And it's being made by Avalanche Studios, who made the Mad Max game that you love.
And Just Cause, I think, yeah.
Or like the original ones, yeah.
Just the Cause is a band.
Yes.
So
what a fiddle.
it looks like a fun game from
okay.
the gameplay trailer. I just fucking hate the aesthetic of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. I saw a couple of little gameplay bits. It kind of looks cool, like all the driving around stuff looks pretty sick.
So that's the thing with Rage. I've been playing the first Rage
yep.
after this got announced. So that one is like an id game from 2011.
Right.
Do you remember Mega Textures? That was the big thing they were talking about with this engine. They had this new engine with mm-hmm. Mega Textures. And it looks fucking shitty today. Like, technology has obviously outgrown this. But, like, you spin around and all the textures kind of take a little bit to pop in.
Yes.
Because it's...
Right.
And it runs good. But mm-hmm. anyway, the game itself is just the blandest... turn of that decade shooter.
Right.
Right.
You're walking along corridors and you are pulling the gun up to your face and shooting enemies who are moving at you like fucking idiots too. They're like the ones that don't have guns, the ones that have like melee weapons.
They're doing Gangnam Style right up to you.
Not yet. they wouldn't have that
yeah, right.
The world hadn't been taken by storm yet. And they're flipping and flopping all over the place. The animation is kind of odd looking. John Goodman voices the first
one
of my favorite actors.
Quest
the world guy.
Yeah. He's not putting a lot of effort into this one, I can tell you that.
Okay.
More like John Averageman.
Oh, nice.
Wonder if anyone's ever done that in a review with him before.
That would have been a time period where it would have been feasible that he would have gotten that job and not really known what a video game was.
Sure.
100%.
Still probably.
Oh, my God. I've got 500 fucking lines in this thing.
Yeah.
What would be a big number of lines? I don't know.
503.
He's definitely got fewer than that because he's only in there for the first little bit.
Ah, right. Okay. Right.
Just as like so they can put his face on the box.
Right.
Not his face because he doesn't even have his face. So that they can be associated with him. It's like Liam Neeson in Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And so this game looks a lot like Fallout. It's comets hit the Earth and you wake up years later and look at that, it's Mad Max.
Yeah.
Right.
It and really does just look like the Mad Max game from all the photos or the screenshots I'm seeing.
It is. And it's pre-Fury Road.
Right.
So it's a little less campy than Mad Max was in its original incarnations, to the point where it's one of those ones from around that time where everything is just fucking brown.
Yes. Yes.
There is no color. And that's something that I love. Games have gotten back the color.
Yeah.
Like playing God of War recently.
Yes. Yep.
Blue.
Yeah.
Not a color, but I love it. It's just a shade of green. But the fact that they...
What?
Some cultures have that. I'm just telling you.
What?
I said this earlier. None of you are paying fucking attention, though.
No.
Anyway, it's a very bland, straightforward shooter. It has, like, kind of one of those unnecessary...
Blue is a colour!
Blue is a colour.
There are cultures in the world that genuinely can't discern between green and blue, and they look at it like it's a shade of each other. You've only been taught that blue's a colour.
Well, cunt, we're not one of them, so yeah. Fucking fall in line.
Well, I'm appropriating that culture.
Blue is a colour and a kind of music and a way that I feel sometimes.
Every colour's just a shade.
50 shades.
Of the same color. There's only one color. They're all shades.
What's the one color?
Orange. Orange.
Wait, now you changed your answer halfway through.
I think,
there.
Well, he extended upon the original answer.
Right.
It's called orange. It's the one word.
Oh, is there a hyphen in there?
No.
Or an apostrophe?
No, there's no such thing. Like, whatever.
So it's called orange.
Orange. Bro.
Orange. Orange.
Anyway. Okay. Rage doesn't have, well, there is only one fucking color in Rage,
and it's brown. Orange. Yeah.
And it's just one of those games that feels like it has no mirth to it.
Right.
It's just it's set itself up to be a chore for some reason, as though that's fun. Like, you get this quest list and like go back into this level you've already been in, but do a slightly different thing this time.
Was it open world as well then?
Like semi. Right. One of those ones where it's like, it's just a long ass corridor that you can walk back and forth in basically, or drive back and forth in.
Cause
you walk around and shoot, or you can drive this poorly handling car. The shooting is okay enough, in the same way that shooting is generally fun in games, that it kind of pushes you through those bits enough.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm not going to keep going with it. I've played 3 or 4 hours of it and that's plenty
to
get an idea of what this one was. It looks like they're maybe doing a Doom style reboot though, where it will hopefully have a little bit more movement to it as well. It's very stop-starty in the way that shooters were around those time, where you feel heavy and you feel as though your only options are to really wait behind cover for your health to come back, pop out and get shot for a bit, but do a bit of damage to them and repeat.
Right. Third person?
First.
Right.
And then third when you're driving.
Right.
And it, if the second one has the movement that Doom had that made me like shooters more again, then the idea of a good shooter in an open world, if it's Doom in an open world, then sick.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Mad Max game managed to make a mostly brown world really exciting and engaging, and the moments of color, like those accents, were more impressive because of that contrast.
Hopefully the color isn't just blue and pink dyed hair for the sake of seeming like they have a personality.
That is
which...
That is an issue plaguing our community.
It is what this game and every human is. But yeah, it's
that's what all the screenshots I saw for Rage 2 did look like, to be
honest. It is, from what they've shown of it so far, it looks like that fucking artificial attitude that just will be a tedious chore to put up with mm-hmm. if the game is fun enough to want to put up with.
Right.
But if it's anything like the first one, it won't be as well.
Yeah, okay.
Sony have revealed what they're going to be doing in their presentation.
Oh, yeah.
So they've said they're going to be showing The Last of Us Part 2,
mm-hmm.
Spider-Man. Death Stranding.
Mm.
What was the other one?
Days Gone.
And
Ghosts of Tsushima.
Yes.
Which is the one that Sucker Punch, who made the infamous games, are doing.
Right. Has that been shown or spoken about before?
I think just like revealed and no like gameplay of it or anything.
Right.
But it's a samurai game, I believe.
Okay.
Interesting of them to, they don't really typically do this. It's kind of a pretty, like, that's kind of a Nintendo move. It's like, here's what we're going to be focusing on or showing.
Yes.
Pretty rare for Sony, especially in the last couple of years, to go boom, 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 boom. Here's what we're focusing
on. It's almost like a managing our expectations thing. Because
yeah.
It's like nothing new.
Totally. Because they've been the one that's had the biggest surprises.
Yeah.
For the last few E3s, like yeah. two or three. Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is even with them saying, here's exactly what we're going to do, they still could get a big surprise out of that by just showing us what the fuck Death Stranding is.
Yeah.
Like if they go,
totally.
Here's gameplay from this,
it's
and here's what you actually
sim.
Do. Yeah.
Yes.
That will be huge.
Yes. Yeah.
To see kind of any of that actually in action, which yeah. has to be, I mean, they've shown trailers the last 2 years.
Yep.
It has to be, right? Surely this year we see what the fuck it actually is.
You'd think so. Get ready for it to be like a third person shooter stealth game.
For sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But if not, same with Last of Us really, then that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
If there's not kind of gameplay footage of both of those, I will be freaked out.
But then yeah. also like how impressive is that going to be? Like I honestly think if they do another couple of really good cinematics, that's probably going to get me more interested.
Well, Last of Us 2, I mean, we know how it's going to play realistically, so
sure.
just more of this story and actually seeing it is fine. And Death Stranding, you know, we've talked about it on the show before, but those trailers that they put out, if that game never ends up existing and we just get these little 3-minute short films every few months,
yeah.
that's cool.
they
look
they've
great.
Been sick.
And
yeah.
it only needs to be like 1 minute of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just enough of The Last of Us to go like, okay, this looks more brutal or whatever.
Well, if I had to put money down, I'd say both of them will have very impressive cinematics that go into a short bit of gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want to see too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Especially I would like to see more about what the multiplayer of The Last of Us 2 is going to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because the first one had a really good multiplayer mode. And yeah, just any idea of Death Stranding.
Yes.
Well, and you would have to think if they're just focusing on these five and they're just saying that that's what they're doing, well then it would be crazy for Death Stranding to be one of those five and only have another pre-rendered trailer and
yep.
not show it.
Yeah.
Like otherwise for that to take up the bulk of your presentation, that would be weird.
Yeah.
There has to be and one last thing.
Yeah.
Right.
With them surely.
Right.
Yeah.
But if not, then those are pretty strong.
Yeah. Now you might know more about this, Knox, but was this another leak? The Xbox accessibility pad.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
This is like a pad for people with physical disabilities.
Yep.
Which made me think that none of them really have that.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Of all the things to leak though in advance of E3,
yeah.
sure.
this is a bizarre one to find its way out.
It's the Microsoft conference, so it's not gonna be a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's basically a big flat panel with two large pads on it that I'm not really sure how they work because I've never really looked into beyond like, do you remember there used to be like for the PS2 like one-handed controllers that were for accessibility stuff, but I remember the ads in magazines for them used to be like, you can fucking jack off and play
you can
beach volleyball.
Dead or alive, one-handed really? Controllers.
Yeah.
Ads in magazines would say this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aimed at children.
Right.
The video game magazines had like in the early 2000s to mid 2000s a brief period of just very like sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sex sells. Ads everywhere did, but like in a very direct way where it was
even
like,
Nintendo would do it.
Yeah.
I remember one for the PlayStation that was four condoms and each condom was shaped like a circle, triangle, square, cross.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo had like the ones of the guy playing the Game Boy while the woman's tied up, like,
yeah,
on the bed, like, what, come to bed.
And yeah,
he's like, nah, Tetris, motherfucker.
I never saw that one. That sounds intense.
It was. Nintendo used to have attitude like those fucking turtles, wow, who are just ignoring the problems going on in the world.
But yeah, so that's cool. But yeah, you've got to, how much can a pad really help you if you need the accessibility pad? Isn't it more down to how the game is going to incorporate the pad?
I'd imagine
it's kind of weird dilemma, right?
Yeah,
I imagine that the panels that are just marked A and B respond differently to if you're touching one on one quarter and one on the other.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
makes sense. So there'd be like a combination sort of thing.
Yeah,
literally, yeah, right. That's just a guess.
Yeah,
And I don't think it's going to be like a big focus of anything. I don't think they're going to like go, and we've got this. It's just a cool thing they're making.
Yeah,
and there's probably going to be a second Elite controller announced, which appeals to me because I've really wanted to get one of those first ones.
Right,
but they're fucking expensive. They're like $200 here.
Jesus,
yeah,
that's a lot for a controller.
But they're nice ass looking. It's only like double the price of a regular one.
Yeah, but it's only like that's like a third of the price of a console.
Yeah, it is.
So,
but it's
game
nice,
set and match.
Do you think you hear the phrase "only double"?
Yeah, yeah, true.
Are they twice as good? Probably not.
If it's three times as good, though, then that's
but
a bargain.
But it's not going to be three times as good.
It's the weight of it, and then you get little paddles at the back that are like either extra buttons or they can respond to. You don't need one.
It's
an
absolute
one.
Luxury. Yes,
I ate the perfect amount of food, and then I ate only double the amount, and then now I feel sick.
Yeah, it is a complete extravagance type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, all this stuff
I'm going to play my Xbox in my $50 million penthouse apartment that I should be burned for owning. And it's going to be fantastic.
I'm going to eat your controller.
Well, do we want to talk? There were a couple of Nintendo leaks during the week. One of which is a rumor. Supposed
yes,
leak.
Yes.
About what Retro have been working on.
Yeah, this is tasty.
This is very tasty. Yeah. This is apparently a hybrid game set using the Star Fox characters.
Mm.
It's a Diddy Kong Racing style kind of racing game.
People are calling it Car Fox.
Yeah. People should be ashamed of themselves.
Are people calling it Car Fox, or did you just to say Car Fox?
No, I've seen people call it Car Fox.
Wow, okay. That. Well, I hate this game now. But yeah, Diddy Kong Racing style, for those that haven't played it or don't remember, racing game, Mario Kart style racing game, but it had a single player kind of overworld map and like boss battles and kind of a bit more to do if you're playing by yourself rather than just going through Grand Prix Cups. Like it kind of had a story and it kind of propelled you kind of through the tracks in a kind of in an interesting way.
Yeah.
Kind of. Very well, yeah. cool setup that's never been used since in a racing game.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, because I thought it did it successfully enough for its time. Or maybe it has, but yeah.
But yeah, rarely. And not it definitely was cool, and you could drive cars and there was hovercrafts and planes. And
yes,
you imagine that if they were doing a Star Fox racing game,
yep,
it'd be mainly flight focused.
Yes.
Yep.
Which it's like they fucked the last few Star Fox games, right?
Yes. Mm.
So take it in a different direction and see what you can do with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I really like what Retro did when they rebooted two other franchises.
Yeah.
In Metroid and Donkey Kong.
Hey, Star Fox did have some like ground-based vehicles in two?
It had a tank in 64.
Yes.
There was a couple of tank levels.
Yes.
So this, I think, would be...
And there was a submarine as well.
Right. Yeah, and Star Fox 2 definitely had the weird walker thing as well. Yeah.
A submarine is essentially a plane, though, but underwater.
A water plane,
the
yeah,
same axes of movement.
Just no wings. So...
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
yeah, I think this sounds great because, yeah, Retro have, yeah, it's such a great track record that, like, I think...
Track record relating to a track in the
car
game.
Oh, my God.
So
Car Fox.
Maybe we're on the same page and you're...
Okay, you've been co-opted into the Car Fox way of thinking.
And maybe I did make up Car Fox.
Star Fox. Be the porno version. Be called Star Fox.
Guys, please, just...
Car Fox is what I...
You've got to stop interrupting me with these bad puns. Now, look, I'm going to start my engines up and I'm going to keep talking on what I was saying before. Oh,
we don't want to loop back around to this thing, so keep going.
I don't want to slippy further into this.
Nice.
Dude, tell me and I'm going to lap it up.
Okay, you done?
I've passed the finish line.
Yeah, I think Star Fox is such a great world and a great property that has been not really properly utilized in the last little while.
Absolutely, it's been wasted.
20 years?
Yeah, like, totally. Yeah. So yeah, I can totally see that working as an overworld with all those characters and yeah, different and tracks in space and stuff. I think it'd be really cool.
Yep.
Retro worked on Mario Kart 7 on the 3DS.
Oh, right.
So they've got, you know, they've got experience in, like, it all
I never played Mario Kart 7, but that was kind of the blueprint for 8, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And 7's great.
8 is fucking awesome.
7, so. 7 is really good.
So they've got, cool. So they know what they're doing in terms of a racing game and, and yeah, I heard there was a rumor from ages ago, not long after they finished working on Tropical Freeze, that they were working on something that was kind of a reboot of the concept of Diddy Kong Racing. So this kind of lines up with all that.
Yeah. I would be super into this.
Yeah.
Because I think part of the problem with Star Fox over the last X number of years is that that on-rails arcadey shooter thing is a genre that just doesn't work as well
in
the modern day because it's a very outdated sort of thing.
They've just tried to kind of just reboot the same game again and again. And that like Star Fox Zero, by all accounts, was the one on the Wii U where you had to play using the gamepad, and apparently that made it terrible. But even beyond that,
I played some of that and it did.
Yeah. And it, but apparently even then it was just basically kind of remaking Star Fox 64.
All the ones that are, well, they've all had some dumb gimmick or the best parts have been them trying to redo Star Fox 64, which it has its own problems because, like, oh, this game has existed for 2 decades.
So. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this sounds great. Apparently they were working on another game at the same time that didn't kind of pan out. It seemed like it went in a bad direction and has been cancelled.
Yeah.
Which is very, very common, and that, like, I think happens everywhere all of the time.
Right. Well, so, yeah, this rumor came out and then, yeah, not long after there was like a, yeah, they them working on something that didn't pan out. And
there have been two projects on the go at once.
Well, that, yeah, I think there's a bit of conflicting stuff going on where some people think that what people are talking about with that is this.
Right.
And that there's rumors that it's been in hell for a while, and then other people are going, no, I think it's two things. Like,
right. Yeah, no,
there's
kind of a bunch of F-Zero, and F-Zero didn't go anywhere, and now it's,
But presumably this would be something that we'll find out about at E3. That'd be such a sweet little, it is.
It may very well not be as well, though, because they have, I feel like they've said everything at E3 will be in 2018.
Yeah.
So this might be something that we see in September in a separate direct or whatever.
Sure.
Right.
But I mean, that's the other thing is that Tropical Freeze came out in 2014. So they've been working on whatever it is for like 4 years now. So you would have to think that, I mean, that would be amazing if they come out and they go, it's out before the end of the year.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it won't happen.
It won't happen. But it seems like it should be far enough along that it could. So yeah.
But
I mean,
yeah. But if they've been working on two games.
Well, yeah. If the reason for that time frame is they sure got 2 years into one and booted it.
Went away pretty quickly, though. I think that is like pretty much a standard for any studio to be kind of working on two things.
Yeah, and I'm sure. Yeah,
takes the lead.
Yeah. And then bits from the one that you shelve kind of get absorbed into the one that you go ahead with.
Yeah, if you shelve it, it gets absorbed quicker into your bloodstream. The other one from Nintendo was the Pokemon Switch.
Yes.
Yes. A few rumors circulating about what this is. There's some tidbits doing the rounds. Is that it's a yellow remake for the Switch.
Yellow.
Yeah.
So that was red and blue, but with Pikachu would follow you around.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's Pikachu and an Eevee version. Red and blue. The characters from the from those games play a role in the story. You and your rival are new trainers. Following Pokemon Return, online stuff, and then I think this is the announcing soon, releasing this year,
right?
And then the most dicey part of this, integration with Pokemon Go. No, thank you.
This also sounds super not realistic.
Yeah,
It sounds real in the sense that like a lot of the stuff we've talked about with the Switch is like, yeah, these like 30-year-old millennials are getting back into Nintendo and we're really pandering to all of the things that we think they'll buy.
Yeah.
So a remake of one of the games that they would have played when they were 10 is absolutely on the right track.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little bit weird. The details are a little bit not realistic.
I do think, like, rather than kind of extend it on from Sun and Moon and keep adding all this, like, new crazy shit, like, yeah, an HD, like, kind of back to basics, like what we all remember Pokemon being like when we first played it, because the core foundation is so strong.
Yeah.
And that's why it's remained kind of largely unchanged over the years.
Yep.
Like, I think that would be a good move in having a lot of the classics in there. But then there's all this talk of, in this rumors at least, that it'll interact with Pokemon Go and catching them will be like the way that you catch them on Pokemon Go.
Everyone has jumped off of Pokemon Go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't imagine that, even if this sounds like something that maybe it was true at some point.
Yeah.
That they were working on this.
Sure.
And I can't imagine it would still come out now.
I just don't
and
want.
If it did, I wouldn't imagine it would be like the main thing that they're working on.
Oh, completely agree. Yeah. It's like, okay, if you have X amount of Pokemon, then when you connect it to the app, you get 3 potions or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
just like really
a $20 side thing.
Yeah.
That they have done a million side Pokemon things in the past.
Yeah. I don't really want my phone and my Switch to be interacting and, you know.
Well,
yeah.
Too bad, because they're on my service.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only way to play any
Except
online game.
Except for voice chat.
Yeah.
But yes, that's what's out there. Oh, and the what's the tentative title? It's Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu.
Okay, then that would be a side thing. I could see that being some like dumbass little side thing that's like, and Pikachu's back and in your TV and in your pocket and everywhere.
Let's go with the go underlined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The fractured butthole. that won't be the main thing if it exists at all.
But so are we thinking that they're going to have this thing as like a Pokemon Go add-on or a no full Pokemon game, or
I reckon like an attempt at a resurgence of Pokemon Go, and go like the app is getting these updates as well, and it'll be in like the treehouse section,
right?
Well, yeah, but all these other tidbits in it do apart from the title and the Go integration does point to it being a full RPG Pokemon on the Switch.
But that could be like a full RPG thing, because Pokemon Go had only that first generation of Pokemon in it.
Yep.
And doing like a remake of Red and Blue type thing.
Yep.
To integrate with Go makes sense, but I can't imagine it being like a full deal.
Yeah.
Because if it is, that's a misstep.
Yes. Yep.
Which is what I said about Pokemon Go, and boy, was I correct. So, yeah, I don't know.
$1 billion later, and Nox was still correct somehow.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway,
I really liked Sun and Moon, and if it was on the Switch, I'd probably still be playing it.
Yeah.
So I really would like an actual Pokemon game.
Yeah.
That has to be coming.
Yeah.
Because they have more than anyone had this routine for the last, 20 years.
Yeah.
So I'd have to imagine the proper one is next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it would be weird for them. Well, I mean, you know, but like that would be a bizarre move to a year ago have that guy at E3 go, we are working on a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Knowing what that's going to set people off thinking. Mm.
Yeah.
And then to go, hey, remember that cool one where you had a microphone and you fucking talked to Pikachu on your screen?
Yeah.
It's a new one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we were talking about
that
a year ago.
Where it was like 4 episodes of the cartoon. And you could watch it on your Game Boy Advance. It's the sequel.
Fuck.
The other couple of little Nintendo things, they announced Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
On Switch, which is Double Cross in Japan, brought over here.
Yeah.
It's been out for a little, it came out last year sometime. It's been out for a little while, right?
And then on the 3DS even before that.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
So that's been around for a bit. But that's cool.
Yep.
It's cool. I mean, I've seen a few of our listeners be like, well, World's out, and I've really liked that, and this is going to be, a pretty significant step back?
Mm. Well, you could argue both ways. This is like the culmination of old Monster Hunter.
Right, okay.
So this is like 100 monsters or something, and it's like a best of version of all the other ones.
Right.
Which play a little bit differently to how World did.
Yeah,
so
more annoyingly from what I've heard.
Possibly, but if you've already had the sort of induction of World, it might be easier to switch over to this.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly. Yeah. So I think going this way around might actually be, from someone who's never played Monster Hunter before, the way to do it.
Right. Mm. And I guess for the purists, it's like the real game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so it's cool that it is like a pretty significantly different thing as well. So it's not feeling like a pared down version of anything.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So, and it's a product that already exists, so
yeah,
it makes sense for them to do the translation work and put it out after Monster Hunter World did so well. Also a Monster Hunter movie.
Yes.
Starring Mila Jovovich and with the same director as the Resident Evil one.
Yeah, it's Paul W.S. Anderson.
So it's going to be fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But that's probably perfect.
I'm sure they don't care. Sell the license, get some money. Who gives a fuck?
That first Resident Evil movie stuck the closest to the games and was nothing like the games as well.
Yeah.
I think that's the only one I've seen.
I've seen four of them.
I've seen little clips of her riding a motorbike along the side of a building and shit.
Right. There was a Mad Max one when they were in the desert. There was one with the girl with the blue top and the skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Jill Valentine.
Madonna. Jill Valentine.
And Nemesis was in one. I liked them. I mean, I watched them when I was 18, 19. So,
yeah.
Probably terrible movies.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. This will make for a good commentary.
Yeah.
In about 3 years.
And Mario Tennis Aces Story Mode.
Yeah.
Which we did a little reaction YouTube video thing to a trailer for that.
They showed off a little more of that.
If you want to talk about it, look up our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Not if you want to talk about it, if you want to hear us.
You can talk about it to the screen.
Talk to the screen all you like, yeah. Which, that's looking, we all talked about it on the video, that adventure mode, as it's called, is looking cooler and cooler the more we see of it. And yet they haven't really in the trailer that we watched, it's kind of buried at the end for 30 seconds when the other 4.5 minutes of the trailer is just, again, going over the shots of tennis that we all know and love. It's really weird that they're not leaning into that more because I think that's such a big selling point.
It makes sense that the biggest selling point, though, is multiplayer tennis.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So check Cook Serve Delicious. Twenty love.
Cook Serve Delicious.
What are you? What's the fucking term?
Game set match.
Yeah. Cook Serve Delicious.
Couple of little extra quick, tiny little bits and pieces here.
Yes.
No Microsoft news really, other than the controllers. Either they run a tight ship or they have a leaky ship with nothing in it.
Yeah, they're sinking. They're rapidly sinking.
Metro Exodus was postponed to next year, but that's fine.
Yeah.
An announcement of Stalker 2 coming out 2021.
Okay.
So they're getting way ahead of that one.
Yes.
And also, I'm just trying to find the full story here. Cliff Bleszinski, who is the guy.
He was the Gears of War guy.
He was the Unreal guy before that.
Yeah, right.
And he's currently, he'd be most recently.
Busk Key
Games.
Yeah.
Who made Lawbreakers.
Right.
Which was an attempt to do an arena shooter thing that everyone ignored.
Yeah.
It came at exactly the wrong time when people were into Overwatch and then into PUBG and stuff. So
that recent. Off the radar completely.
Yeah, for everybody apparently, because it's been enough that he tweeted about the closure of the studio basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it looks as though that tweet is how some of the employees are finding out about it.
Oh, God.
Because there was this other Twitter thread of somebody asking one of the developers, hey, are you going to put any female characters in the game? He's like, yep, we're working on it right now. Then 2 hours later replied actually, no, there never will be that.
Oh, no.
My God.
Oh, that's awful.
So,
because, Cliff Bleszinski retiring is hey, I've got several $1 million probably in the bank. I've made my career and my life, everything's fine for me. I had a failure with this game, so I'm going to step away and focus on my family.
Yeah.
But, the closure of a studio for the employees is I'm fucked.
It's the way
I got rent to pay.
It seems to work in the video game industry in particular to a frightening degree.
Right.
That if you are not one of the big-ass fucking names, of which there are 10.
Yes.
Or a CEO of a publishing company.
Yes, your contract can be ended at any point.
And if your contract continues, then you're expected to work 100-hour weeks.
Yes.
And that sort of shit. Seems like it's more and more clear that it's, in some places, a pretty fucking gross industry to work for.
Yep.
But
What is the term? The grind. It's when they work like 20 hours a crunch. Yes,
crunch time towards the end of it.
Yeah, they work 23 hours a day,
and it's just expected of you.
Yeah.
To sleep in the office and shit, which is not how to run anything.
No,
and it's because of publishers putting these like it needs to be out yearly. Go go go.
Type
limitations on people, but. Yeah, I don't know. Him doing that seems like maybe it was a bit of a shitty move.
Yeah.
That must feel shitty to work so hard on something and then everyone to just ignore it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's totally. Also true.
Rate us on iTunes if you can.
Well, should we wrap it up there for another week?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. Let us know any of your own E3 speculation.
Yeah.
It's coming up soon. Was it like 3.5 weeks or something?
Yeah, about 4. Like something... close, and there'll probably be more of this sort of thing before then.
Yes.
More rumors or whatever.
Yep.
But I'm interested to see how much of this will be completely defunct by the time those press conferences are over.
Totally. I think we should probably do, I think we did this last year, an E3 predictions episode.
Mm-hmm.
We'll run through the companies and what we want to see from each one, what we hope to see, what we think we will see.
Mm-hmm. I really, really hope that in like a month and a half or whatever, we're going like, wow, Microsoft, but they fucking knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Completely on board. It's getting boring to just shrug at them.
Yeah.
Because, people point out that like, oh, we talk about a lot of Nintendo or whatever. We talk about the stuff we find the most interesting and it's not, you know,
we talk about
that there's a lot of bland shit coming out of some place.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nintendo, like they go hard on the promo stuff and the weird, you know, attempts at bringing stuff to light. And
they're the one that it definitely can make themselves seem like they have so much promise as well.
Sure.
Because a lot of like Marvel Spider-Man, best case scenario is it's a good open world beat 'em up game, which I've played before, you know?
Sure.
A lot of those sort of things are not something new or exciting necessarily, even if they're going to be good.
If we were doing this podcast when the PS3 launched, we would have been saying, there's no fucking games for this. Like, we're just... trapped by the kind of media cycle as well. Like,
totally,
no one says shit about Microsoft.
Totally, and Nintendo with doing the directs and that being the way that they choose to make their big announcements, it does mean that they kind of manufacture this hype around it. Like, totally. It's actually such a smart way of doing it. Whereas when there's a bit more of a trickle from the other companies, like stuff just kind of comes out of nowhere and you can miss it. Whereas when they go, oh, we're doing a direct and, you know, for better or worse, a lot of the times it's people going, does this mean virtual console? Like, it does mean that it's always a something worth talking about, like, you know. Yeah,
totally. And the Switch is more exciting than, like, I played Rage on the PC. I've got a bunch of games on there, but PCs are boring, man.
Yeah. Hey, like,
it's where you do your work as well.
Yeah, when Microsoft do announce a new console, I'm there. I'm absolutely there, ground level. I want it to be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking about it every week.
If they announce a cool new game,
I have
an Xbox One and I would love to use it for stuff.
Yes.
And also, God of War is my favorite game of this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, same.
Oh, yeah.
Real good.
Sea of Thieves is a real opportunity and it fucking fell flat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, well, we are gearing up for the biggest couple of weeks of the year in terms of video games news and stuff. Very exciting. Yes, leave us a review on iTunes if you have not done so yet. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Stay tuned to Bandcamp.
Yep. Filthycasuals.com.au for the links to the socials and the Bandcamp and the Patreon and all that kind of stuff. Guys, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week. And as we say at the end here of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
stay safe out there in your car, foxes. Whatever. I could only remember the phrase car fox from that.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.